Gomesh and Walt Pashas.
Good morning. This week's parsha starts with Vayakel. Vayakel Meisha is called Adas Bnei Yisrael. Vayemer Aleyem, Ela Hadvarim, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasis Eisam. Meisha gathers all the people, and he says, Ela Hadvarim, these are the things. What does Ela Hadvarim refer to? So the Hamshech, next pasuk starts Sheshes Yom and Tiyasim Malacha, Vayem Ashvi Yil Lechem Keder, Shabbos Shabbosim Lashem. The Pashtas, he's speaking about the meaning of Shabbos. The following, then it's another pasuk, Lisavaru Eish B'chol Mishvisechem Yehma Shabbos. Then it's at the end of the parsha. We start a new Vayemer Meisha. Vayemer Meisha L'kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Leimer Zeh Adover Asher Tziva Hashem Leimer. So there was one Eila Hadvarim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasi Seisam, and then there's another Zeh Adover Asher Tziva Hashem Leimer. So the pashtas, there are two Diburim. Just to say, the Ramban learns that the words Eila Hadvarim Vayakel Meishes Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Eila Hadvarim, the union of why was it Vayakel? What was Vayakel? Because he wanted to say about Meleches Hamishkan. Meleches Hamishkan, the Ramban says, is Chayev Sayanoshim Noshim and Taf, which is their Chagav Achidush. I mean, the Rambam also paskins that women were Mechuyev and Binyan Amigdosh. Because on one hand, the Rambam says, "Ein beinus hamigdash balayla." So the Churid is a svara to say that it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Ein beinus hamigdash balayla. And on the other hand, the Rambam paskins that women are mechuyev in being in hamigdash. Whatever, so achreinim talk about it. But here we have a mefurish Ramban, that the reason why there was vayakel was in order to tell them about Melechus HaMishkan. He starts off about Shabbos. That's only derech agav. Like Rashi says, in order to tell them that Melechus HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. And other Mepharshim also learned that way. But the Pashtas, when you read the Pashtas HaKsuvim, comes out that that Eila HaDvarim is going on Shabbos, is coming B'Hemshech, Eila HaDvarim, B'har Raya, later there's another Vayemer Hashem, Vayemer Meisha, another Eila HaDvarim. So how could the first Eila HaDvarim go on Melechus HaMishkan? That's number one. Secondly, Chazal learned out from Eila HaDvarim. Eile is Lamed Vav, Dvarim, Hadvarim, that's the Lamed Tes Malachas. So it's not Stam Epsad Derech Agav, the Inyan of Shabbos. We're learning out an Inyan Ikri in Shabbos. That Eile Hadvarim, we're learning out Melech Shabbos. The question is, what's over here, Epsmitamol, what's the important point over here that we have to learn out that there has to be a Vayakel Meisha, and they're telling him the Inyan of Shabbos? That's the question we're asking. There's if Vayakel Meisha is coming to tell Meleches HaMishkan, like the Pirush of Kama Mefarshim, Ramban included, so then it's understandable. So it's a very important mitzvah. They're going to Kaporis Chatoegel, the Inyan of Mishkan, Memele Vayakel Meisha is called Adas Bnei Yisroel. But if we're coming to tell us the Melechus Shabbos, the Inyan of Shabbos, so we already heard the Melechus of Shabbos. He's saying another Inyan of Melechus of Shabbos. But what's this Vayakel Meisha Eila Hadvar? That's a shaila. We're asking a shaila. Another shaila, there's another Kama Diyukim over here in Loshna Pasik. The Pasik starts off Sheshes Yomim Teyosim Melecha. Uvayim Ashvi Yil Lecham Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosim Lashem. Lechure, I mean, the mitzvah Shabbos, not the mitzvah Lasis Melacha. Sheshes Yom Tiyasim Melacha. That's Poshet. And then Ubayim Ashvi Yelacham Kedesh. I mean, what's the Hagdom of Sheshes Yom Tiyasim Melacha? The question is another question. Why does it say Tiyasim Melacha? The Loshen Tiyasim Melacha. Lechura Tiyasim Melacha. It should be done. Lechura the Poshet Loshen should be Tasim. Tasa sheishes yom tasa malach techo. Vayim ashvi tishbos. What's this lashon? Vayim ashvi teyasim malach. Sheishes yom teyasim malach. Whereas, what do we need the whole pasuk, and what do we have to say teyasim? The shaila is another shaila. Let's hear the shaila again. We had the whole union of Shabbos. We had Naseres Hadibros. We had Naseres Hadibros Shabbos. The pasuk says sheishes yom tavid vasis kom malach techo. We had the passing in Aseret HaDibros. Here, mitamol, we're starting again. And instead of using the word taved, we're saying teyasa. And instead of the word Shabbos l'Hashem alikecha, the pasuk is saying Shabbos shabbosin l'Hashem alikecha. That's a deal kaloshin. Over here it says taved, and from the taved we have a Shabbos l'Hashem alikecha. Over here it says teyasa, and from the teyasa it becomes Shabbos shabbosin l'Hashem alikecha. So Shabbos, what's the pshat? So we discussed this in the past, that in Shabbos there's two madregas in Shabbos. There's two madregas in Shabbos, which is a very fundamental idea in understanding Shabbos. There's the Pashta Inyan in Shabbos, which is Pashat Shabbos Lashem Alikecha. There's an Isser of Asiyas Malacha. There's an Isser of Asiyas Malacha. There's an Isser of Asiyas Malacha. You're not allowed to work on Shabbos. Everyone knows you have to open a Shulchan Aruch. No, you're not allowed to work on Shabbos. Not such a Pashta thing to know what not to do. It's very complicated. But there's an Isser to do Malacha. That's number one. And then there's another inyan, which is called Shabbos L'Hashem Alikecha, that not only you don't do work bepeil, but you're in such a level of existence that the idea of doing work is bechlal mufrach. It's not pshat, you're not doing work bepeil. The concept of doing work is something which is mufrach, and we'll try to explain it a little bit. We know Shabbos, what is Shabbos? Try to explain. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is kibesh, the Eibishter was shavus from Malachas Shemayim Vartz. That's what it says. The Eibishter was shavus from Malachas Shemayim Vartz. The Eibishter created the world at 6 days. And on the seventh day he rested. The question is, what's going on? L'chura, we all know that the Eibishter didn't only create the world. The Eibishter is creating the world. Hamechadish betuvei b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh v'reishis. The Eibishter is constantly creating the world. The world is not here because it was once created. The world is here because the Eibishter is creating the world. And if you say the Eibishter rested on Shabbos, so what's that? The Eibishter rested the first Shabbos. Obviously, in the Stump Shabbos, the Eibishter rested on the first Shabbos. If the Eibishter rested on the first Shabbos, he's resting every Shabbos. If we're supposed to rest on Shabbos, the Eibishter is resting on Shabbos. So the question is, the Eibishter created the world. Created the world. Lamazan, he created the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. What does it mean he rested? He stopped creating the world. If he would stop creating the world wouldn't exist. The world wouldn't exist. So obviously he's creating the world on the seventh day. So if he's creating the world on the seventh day, so Lamayin Afkamina Shabbos on the weekdays. It's a reasonable question. What's the Taish the Eibishter is resting on Shabbos? What's the pshat in these words? So I don't know if we can explain it in this setting. But to the best of our ability, there is a concept when a person, and just to try to explain it, when a person works, so the person is kaviyochel, a person gets involved in work. So he goes away from himself and he gets involved in work. That's what work means. Work means there's you as yourself. You're resting. You're resting means you are in yourself. You're in your own world. You're thinking. You're doing what you're doing for yourself. You're within yourself. And then there's a concept called working. Working is the taich. You're going away from yourself. And you're getting involved in something outside of you. If you want to build something, you want to build a table. So there's you're sitting on a chair and the trach was veng malochim. You're thinking about malochim. You're thinking of Aktsos, you're thinking of Rab Chaim, you're thinking of Maim Chassidus. Whatever you're thinking, you're in your own world. Now, you're going ahead and you're building a table. So what are you thinking about? You're thinking about the table. You're going away from yourself and getting involved in a table. So you left yourself and you got involved in the table. If you're not going to leave yourself and you're going to remain in your own world, the table is not going to be. The table is not going to be. There's going to be you. There's going to be a table. When the Eibishter created the world, so the Eibishter Kaviyochel came down into the world of Dibur, or to the world of Asiyah, Morabu Masech Hashem, Magodlo Masech Hashem, the Eibishter Kaviyochel created a world. So the Eibishter Kaviyochel went away from himself. We're talking about a madrega. The Eibishter himself didn't go away from himself. But the Eibishter is a madrega in the likus, which went away from himself, and he got involved in creating the world. And therefore, since he went away from himself and he created a world, so there became a world. Now this is the main point, which I hope we could convey. There became a world in which he is not so felt. In other words, when he is in himself, when the Eibishter is in himself, so there's only Eibishter. The Eibishter, the Amos is that there's only a Likus. That's the Amos of a Likus. The Amos of a Likus is that there's nothing other than the Eibishter. There's a world. There's a world. L'chur is a world. Is the pshat is that the Eibishter kaviyochul went away from that. I don't want to say from the truth. The Eibishter went away from himself. There's a madrega nalikus, which was nislabish in order to create a world. So since the Eibishter was kaviyochul, was nislabish in order to create a world, so there became a world in which he, as he is be'etzem, is not murgish. Because if the world, as he is be'etzem, would be murgish, so then the world wouldn't be a world which is margish et smitzis. That's the taj. The Eibishter worked. The Eibishter spoke. The Eibishter created a world. He created a world means he went down. He himself didn't go down. Because when we work, we have to understand. When we work, the pshat is there's us, the way we're sitting on a chair. And there's us as we're working. So when there's no longer us as we're sitting on a chair. By the Eibishter, when the Eibishter goes down, the Eibishter is still the Eibishter as he didn't go down. But then there's the Eibishter as the Eibishter went down. And the world that's being created is from the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter was nislabish v'teich elims. And therefore, the elims is margish ha-metzias dera metzias. That's the tide, brias elims. When you say that the Eibishter was rested, what type is Eibishter rested? What does it mean he rested? He works, he rested. What does that mean? It means, kaviyochel, you have to understand what it means. It means that the Eibishter kaviyochel remained b'teich inyoni, b'teich madrigosi. He remained b'teich madrigosi. And from the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter is, not b'slapshus, that's where the world is coming from. The world is not coming from the Eibishter as the Eibishter became nislabish and he left himself and he got involved in Bria Selimus. The Eibishter created a world from the Eibishter himself, the way the Eibishter is not bislabshus and Elimus. So what kind of world is created? A world which is not a world which is Ba'amas a Yeshuzdika world. A world in which its Metzias is felt. Because in that world is more felt the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter is higher than the world. I'm not sure if I'm explaining myself. But that's the Taich that's brought down. That it came, it's brought down different in Yonim that says in Kabbalah and in Chassidus that on a whole week it comes from Madrega of Dibur. Masha'in came on Shabbos, it comes from Madrega of Machshava. There's the Machshava of the Eibishter, and there is the Dibur of the Eibishter. So the Dibur of the Eibishter represents the Eibishter the way the Eibishter is Nislabish in Elims. And then there's the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter is Kaviyochel b'machshavte, just like Machshava is La'atzmei, something you're thinking to yourself. So al derech zeh, there's the Eibishter, the way the Eibishter is kaviyochel b'machshava, so the world came from his machshava. I'm not sure. That's the scene. L'moshel, maybe we'll understand it a little bit better. Maybe there is a pasuk that says bereishis bara likim, and there's another pasuk that says yahalu shem havaya ki hutziva v'nivro. So over here it says bereishis bara likim. So it says the Lashon Bara, he's actively creating. Bara means he is creating. He created. And who is that? Bereishis Bara Elikim. Lamed Beis Pam Elikim, it says in Maisa Bereishis. Masha'in ken Yahal L'Shem Havaya, when we talk about Shem Havaya, over there it doesn't say Bara, it says V'Nivro. They were created. Why over here it says Bara and over here it says V'Nivro? The answer is, Mitzat Shem Elikim, which Elikim is Moshin Helen Behester. So over there, it's Yahal L'Shem Shem Baralikim. He created. He Kaviyochel went away from himself and he created. So therefore, the world that was created is a world that is not Margishim, because it's Margishim as he went away from himself. Masha'in came, it's Hashem Havaya. He never went away from himself. So over there is Yahal L'Shem Havaya Kehutziva V'Nivro. They were created. That they were created. So it's a different type of bria. It's a bria which in the bria is murgish the emes of Elikus. That's the chilek between the bria on Shabbos and the bria during the week. It's the same bria, but it's a bria the premius. In other words, if you have eyes, proper eyes, so you could see that it's a different world. You know, the and I think David Halperin always says that it's not Deruzhna, it's Deruzhna's brother. That this Mises, that Deruzhna was learning Dertan Amahal, Bamidbar, Neni, the Masi Shabbos. And the Muhammad was teaching him the Shailas, how do you do it, the Gemara and Shabbos? If you count first 6 days and then you do Shabbos, so you have Shabbos. And Deruzhna was a young child, and he says he doesn't know, he doesn't understand Pshat. He told him once, a second time, he said, why don't you understand Pshat? He said, what do you mean he doesn't know what Shabbos? Let him take a look at the Himmel and see if it's Shabbos or it's not Shabbos. It was Deruzhna, he was a little kid. So what Pshat? Because he had different agency. He saw that it was a different day. It was different Metzias. Notice Shabbos, that's the verse. Shabbos, the world comes from Madrei of Machshava. And Masha'inkein, during the week, it comes from the union of Maisa. That's really also the title that made not get involved in it. That there's a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. What's that? A Neshama Yisera. So it's Balvust. Bechlau, there's three Madregas in Neshama. There's Nefesh, and there's Ruach, and there's Neshama. Naran. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Which Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama correspond to three elements. There's Elam Asiya, and Elam Yitzira, and Elam Abriya. And which correspond to the three Levushi and Nefesh. There's Maisa, and there's Dibur, and there's Machshava. So Memeil on Shabbos, which is Meir, the union of Machshava, over there is Machshava, which is connected to Elam Abriya, which is connected to the Neshama. So Memeil, so it's Meir, the Neshama you say it on Shabbos. It's brought down a chassidus that we say in the Avteira of Shabbos Parshas Achedesh. There's the Avteira that says over there that there was the Shair HaPnimis, Bidaloshim. Shair HaPnimis HaPeina Kodum Yiyas Sogur Sheishis Mea Maisa. So this Shair HaPnimis is brought down that this Shair HaPnimis refers to the Shair which is connected to Elam Abriya, which is connected to the Shair HaPnimis connected to Machshava, and a whole week it's closed. So we're trying to bring out over here that there's a chitzenis dika Shabbos and a pnimis dika Shabbos. A chitzenis dika Shabbos, a Shabbos that you don't do any melacha. You don't do any work. You don't do any. We all know some of it. Der Chaga. This is parenthetically. We know that a person can have a Shabbos, which is technically the laws of Shabbos, but it doesn't have the spirit of Shabbos. Everyone knows that. If a person has a machine that he connects to a time clock, and through that machine, he's able to see things which normally doesn't seem very Shabbosic to be involved in. So, Bepashtus, everyone would understand that maybe halachically you're allowed to do it. Could be halachically you're allowed to do it. But on the other hand, it's not. I don't know if you're halachically allowed to do it. But either way, it's not Shabbosic. And there's kama v'kama dvorim that a person understands that even though halachically maybe it's permitted. But it's not Shabbosdik. It's not Shabbosdik. Everyone, there's certain hergeshim that a person realizes it's not Shabbosdik. But the question is, what's the hergesh of not Shabbosdik? Over here we're saying that the gather of Shabbosdik, what's Shabbosdik? What's the emes of Shabbosdik? Emes of Shabbosdik is that it's mayor, that the world, that the Shabbos Shabbos, the emes of Bayim Ashri, Shabbos Shabbos, Hashem Elikecha, is that in the world is mayor the emes of Elikus. That's what Shabbosdik means. That's what a real Shabbos is. So Shabbos is a pshat, a place where over there is mayor the emes of Elikus. That's what a Shabbos is. The Rech Agav, it's brought down, to see this also, that in Tatsachmin and Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't say in the bracha of Yetzer Er, more Rabu Masecha on Shabbos. In Nusach Svard, they do say more Rabu Masecha. But in Nusach Ashkenaz, yes, that's true, they say more Rabu Masecha. In Ashkenaz also. You sure? In the bracha of Yetzer Er, you say more Rabu Masecha? If I only know from the Kutatei, it says that you don't say, in Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't say more Rabu Masecha. You don't say Marab in Ashkenaz. You don't say Marab Masecha in the Brach of Yetzirer. She says, why? Because Be'etzem, you're higher than Maisa. That's why it's a whole beer. You don't say. Oh. You don't say. You don't say Marab Masecha. You don't say. Ogret. So that you don't say Marab Masecha. And over here you do say. The question, that's the Havonis Advorim. The Havonis Advorim, because Shabbos is Hecha from Maisa. Bekitzer. Huh? We're talking about Shabbos. Huh? Yeah, you say Marab Masecha. You don't say Marab Masecha. You don't say Marab Masecha. And, huh? Yeah, the Minhag Svard, the Alter Rebbe writes Minhag Ikris is yet to say. But Lepel, there's Nuschois that don't say. He meant Nusach Ashkenaz. Anyways, B'kitz Ramais. So what? Let's just meret. There is. We're learning over here to understand what's the tight shvisa. The Eibershter was shavus memelach on Shabbos, and that we're also understanding what is the tight when it says in the Arizal that there's Shabbos, there's aliyah soilimus. The worlds go up. In other words, it's a different type of world. It's a different type of world. It's a world which the emes is that the primis dikab Shabbos, a person rests from being margish himself. A person bechlal, because of the yeshus of the world, the metzias of the world, a person feels himself, he's margish metziusik. The emes is shvisa b'shabbos, the emes is resting on Shabbos is that a person is shavis, he rests from being margish himself. That's the emes of Shabbos. In order to have such a Shabbos, such a Shabbos doesn't come memela. You're not going to have such a Shabbos memela. How do you have such a Shabbos? You have such a Shabbos if during the week a person has an experience of a week of sheishes yomim teyosim melacha. Uvayim hashvi is Shabbos Shabbosim l'Hashem l'kecha. Shabbos Shabbosim. If a person during the week is tasim melacha, he's very involved, immersed in his malacha, in a way that he feels that the malacha is something he has to gansut, be mushka in all kinds of different takbulas of how to do the work. So it's very, very difficult, or maybe impossible, that when it'll come Shabbos, he'll have a Shabbos where it'll be Shabbos Lashem Alikecha, Shabbos Shabbosim. He'll have such a Shabbos to experience a Shabbos where when he comes Shabbos, the union of Shabbos is not the Cholent and it's not the Kugel. The union of Shabbos is that Elikus is Meir in Welt. He that has the Eibishter. He that has a likus, he stops being margish his metzias, and the likus is mayor. For a person to have such a Shabbos, he needs to have a hakdama. Misha Torah be'erev Shabbos yechel b'Shabbos. In order to have such a hakdama, he has to have a week in which sheishes yomim teyasim malach. He's margish that the malach is teyasim yatzmei. It's nasi miyatzmi kilu. It's nasi. The word of the Alter Rebbe, yigia kapecha kiseicha l'ashrecha v'tevloch. If a person works with his hands, and his head and his heart is not involved in the work, he does the work. He does the work because he knows that there's a union of a biracha avaya l'kecha b'chol ha-shetasa. He knows that you have to work. But if a person's head and his heart is involved in the work because he feels that the work, this dreidel or that dreidel is going to make it, so that person, when a person doesn't have the sheishes yomim teyosim alocha, so obviously he's not going to be able to have a bayim ashri shabbos shabbos l'ashem alikecha. So that is the chilik between what's going on in Aseres Hadibris as opposed to what's going on here in Vayach. In Aseres Hadibris, Sheishes Yom Tavit, work. And Bayim Ashri Shabbos, you have to rest. But that's one Madrega of Shabbos. Here, Vayachal Meisha, over here we're coming to a much higher Madrega of Shabbos. Over here, the Pasuk is telling us that Sheishes Yomim Teyasim Alach. That it's not enough, you should just, it has to be Sheishes Yom Teyasim Alach. And when Sheish is Yom Tiyasim Alacha, so then Rabbi Yema Shvi is Shabbos Shabbosim. Then it becomes a Shabbos Shabbosim, it's a different type of Shabbos. What's the Indian? Why is Bitamol over here? They talk about a Shabbos Shabbosim and a Tiyasim Alacha. So the Amos is, it says, and Rashi brings, that the Melechus, this whole Parsha is coming by Hemshech to Parsha's Kisisa, which in Parsha's Kisisa was the Chet Egel. What was the Chet Egel? The Chet Egel was Avodah Zarah. What's Avodah Zarah? So as Yadua, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that when they started Avodah Zarah, they didn't start bowing down to idols and thinking the idol is the Eibishter. What was the toys gedela? The first mistake was that they felt that the Eibishter created a world, and he made a Shemesh, and a Yireach, and all kinds of other things. And all these great, great servants of Hashem are serving the world and serving Hashem, so therefore it would be appropriate to give them honor. Just like it's appropriate for a king to give honor to his servants and to his ministers, so in the same way it's appropriate to give honor to the Shemesh Yireach. And from that, giving honor to the Shemesh Yireach became the Shtalshul, that they started doing things, until eventually became Avodah Zarah. But the beginning was that they wanted to honor the Shemesh Yireach, because the Shemesh Yireach are Hashem's servants. Just like a person has to honor his parents. You honor your parents because you get Hashpor from them. But the Emes is not like that. Why? Because when do you honor someone that's giving something to you? When that person has free choice. When the person has free choice and he was designated to be the one to give you something with his free choice, so then you honor. You can honor a king's servant, a king's minister, because he has free choice. But if, for example, if someone would take a hammer and bang something, a nail in, and you say, listen, because of the hammer, the nail was banged in. And since the nail was banged in, so now I can sit down on the chair. So therefore, I have to show some gratitude to the hammer. Obviously, the hammer doesn't deserve any gratitude. Why not? Because the hammer didn't do anything. The person took the hammer and he banged with the hammer. The hammer is not a psalmetzius. They're to give gratitude to the hammer. See, if you're going to say that the sun and the yireach, shemesh yireach, are metzius, the Eibishter created kilo metzius, that's called a son and a yireach, and they have a world. They have their own inyan. So then, obviously, you have to honor them. But once you establish that everything that the Eibishter created is merely kigarzin biadachetsev, it's only like an axe in the hands of the person that's chopping the wood. So Mimela, just like it doesn't make any sense to give any honor to the axe, so obviously it doesn't make any sense to give any honor to the sun. The sun and the moon, Legabi the Eibishter, is like an axe to the person that's chopping wood. And that was the sheirish of their mistake. So the sheirish of Avodah Zarah was that they didn't derhar the concept that the Eibishter is everything. And besides the Eibishter, nothing else exists. Now this was not Avodah Zarah Kipshute. They bowed down to Shemesh V'Yireach, or they bowed down to idols. It's explained that there is a similar type of Avodah Zarah. And that Avodah Zarah is when a person works, this is like a very Dakos Dikinyan, but it's a Yesedis Dikinyan. It's a very Yesedis Dikinyan. And a person works, and a person has a Parnasa, he has a business, and from that business he has Parnasa. So the question is, what's the Pshat over here? That's a very Tifa Shaila. Is the Pshat, is the Eibishter gave him a business? Just like the Eibishter created a son. But now the sun is giving me light. The sun is giving me warmth. The business is giving me parnasa. The Eibishter gave me the business. The Eibishter gave me the business. Of course the Eibishter gave me the business. We don't get the business for ourselves. We thank the Eibishter he gave me a business. But who is giving you parnasa? Are you getting parnasa from the Eibishter? Or you're getting parnasa from the business? How does it work? So in the Gashmias, when you look at the world, it seems like you believe the Eibishter gave you the business. But on the other hand, the business is giving you parnasa. All right, you have parnasa because you have the business. And the other person that doesn't have the business doesn't have parnasa. It's the harai that the business is giving you parnasa. Who else is giving you parnasa? The business is giving you the parnasa. But the emes is not like that. The emes is that the Eibush is giving you parnos. And the business is only kigazim b'yadachetzev. It's easy to say this. To say this is very easy, but you have to understand that this is the yisoid, the yisoidus of amunah. To realize that it's the Eibush that's giving you parnos. I have a story, I have a little story which illustrates it. There was a person who used to live in Crown Heights. That was absolutely a regular person. He wasn't a regular person. He was a fine that he is, but he wasn't regular. He wasn't the regular person that you'd want to hire for a job. He was a little bit, we'll call him a little bit funny. And Lepeil, there was once a discussion in Shul, whether he has a job. Moshe, does he have a job or not? So he said, yeah, he has a job. He has a job. He works for this and this person. What was his job? He's a delivery. He delivered. He's from the Diamond Center. Chves used to go from 47th Street. He would deliver things. Bekitzer, the other person says, oh, he has a job. The person in the Diamond Center wants to give him money. He wants to give him a Chves or whatever is a week. He wants to give him a salary. A tzedakah. But he doesn't want the person to feel bad that he's getting tzedakah. So Mele, he kalumpished, gave him a job. So he gives him a little zekel, which is filled with paper and nothing, sealed. And he tells him to go bring it to this person, another friend of his, which knows. And this friend of his sends him somewhere else. So he's going around the train system to Bronx, to here. He's going every day. And he thinks he's working. In fact, this guy used to also always come. He used to, like, in the middle of his work, he would chap Zechariah 770 for a mincha, like he was, like, cheating his boss. Bekitzer. Even though his boss thought he's going here, but he went here. That's the ISIS. But this person thought he had a job, and he had a job. He was carrying things. But the emes is that the job is what gave him parnasa. What gave him parnasa was the person that gave him the money, and the job was kalumpished that it should be considered that he's getting the money through the job. That's what happened. Al derech zeh, a person has to realize that if you're a chvesvas, I don't know what. Who? Bill Gates, I don't know who it is. Whoever you want, any name you want to mention, that has a parnas in the Tzaychus Zogin, has a major business. So Bederich, the hell and the hester of the world, it looks like that the parnas is giving you money. But the emes is that the parnas is only a garzim yadachetzef. The parnas is only a keli. It's like a wallet. The wallet gives you money. The wallet can't give you money. The wallet is filled up with money. Holds money. The parnas is only a wallet, and the Eibush fills the wallet with parnas, with your money, with the money that you're deserving. Memela, a person doesn't have to think that someone's taking away from you parnas, and if I don't do this, I won't have parnas. The Eibush is giving you parnas. That's the yisay that you say this. In order to do tshuva for the chet eagle. In order to do tshuva for the chet eagle, it's not enough that the yidna machlit that they're no longer going to bow down to avodah zarah. They have to be oiker. They have to uproot the whole yisod of what's possible that there should be avodah zarah. And why was it possible that there should be avodah zarah? It's because they didn't have this emes that ain't neid muvade, that there's only the Eibushter. And therefore there's no emtsoi other than the Eibushter. Memele v'yachlifu v'yaminu v'skveide v'tav neshei v'chaleisav. So that's why they replaced them, that there was something in between. So therefore, right now, when there was the inyan of chet eagle, so here, you need the kapar of a chet eagle. And what's going to be the kapar of chet eagle? The kapar of chet eagle is going to be the mishkan, which is going to be v'shachanti b'seichem, the ultimate revelation of a likus in this world. So we start off like this, v'yakal meisha. And he tells Yidna Zoy, first of all, sheishis yomim teyasem alochem. A person has to realize that your attitude in work has to be that sheishis yomim teyasem alochem. That the work is being done. It should be done by derech memela. It's not taseh, but b'chinas teyaseh. Because you realize that it's not chas hashom keichiv yitzim yod yosi lechai lazeh. It's a biracha vay lekecha b'chol asher taseh. The ikr is delikus. So memela, it's only teyaseh meloch. That's number one. From such sheishis yomim teyaseh meloch, where do you go? You go to Bayim HaShvi, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hashem Alekecha. You have a Shabbos in which Shabbos is mayor, not only that the world is not mevalvel, but Nachmer, you derher, The Amos from Alikus, like it's Meir, the way the Eibishter is Shevis from Melacha, that we were talking about before, that we're experiencing a world in which Alikus is Meir, Alderev, the Eibishter is La'atzmei, not the way the Eibishter is Mislabish and Elimus. That's the Shabbos Shabbos and Hashem Alikecha. And then when you have the Sheishas Yomim Teyosim Melacha, and then you have a Vayim Shvi Shabbos Shabbos and Hashem Alikecha. So then is Vayim Hashem Zahadavar. Then you can become Mishkan. And the Mishkan means you bring a Likus Lamata Mamish in the Welt. And in the Welt it should be made. The Dirba Tachtena. There should be the Shachanti Besecham. That in Elam Hazi should be made. That's the Nekuda, the Seis Landavert, we're asking, what was it necessary to have this Vayakil, and what's the Chiddush of Shabbos over here, as opposed to Shabbos over there? The answer is, because over here, this Shabbos that we're talking about over here is a much higher Shabbos, and it's a Shabbos which is coming to Mechaber and Chetayg. We just also connect this, and it's a Santavort, a Maisa. It says, it's brought down, you know, we had last week's Pasha by Matan Teira. Matan Teira says that it says that all the Yidden got ksorim. Shortly, they said Nasa v'nishma is your the shishim rib malachi asharis. They gave all the Yidden shnei ksorim. That was the shnei ksorim that they got by Matan Teira. What exactly is the madrig of ksorim is a whole discussion. What's the ksorim? But obviously, the ksorim doesn't mean like we think of a crown that you walk around feeling proud. It's fakert. The gather of the ksorim was that you were more bottle. The ksorim of Matan Teira was as a result of you being betachlis habitl. Since you were betachlis habitl, so it was a level of bitl that was even, it wasn't a keser which enhanced your existence. It was a keser which caused your existence to become completely bottle. That's the inyan of the ksorim, bekitzer. Then it says that once they had the cheta egel, So fakert, they lost the ksorim, but it's not slu. It's adyam meharcheir, they lost the ksorim. Who took the ksorim? So it says, the Gemara says, that Meishe yikach ha-so'el, so Rashi taiches ale is miloshin eris, Rashi in Shabbos la-piches, that Meishe took the ale, so he took all the ksorim. All the ksorim that he even got, that he took the ksorim. That's the Yismach Meishe Manzizchelke, he got the ksorim. And the Rashi also says that the Kirun Eir Ponov of Meishe, the Kirun Eir Ponov of Meishe came as a result of the ksorim that he got from the Yidden. It's brought down B'Shem HaRizal that Meishe Rabbeinu returns the ksorim on Shabbos. Shabbos Yidden have the ksorim. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim brings, I think, in Halichas Eilam he brings that also B'Shem HaRizal, I think, that a Yid could take the ksorim back already Friday afternoon. You don't have to wait for Friday night. Friday afternoon, Vaisnes Nachem Mikveh, you could already take the ksorim back. You could become Shabbos Dik. You can become Shabbos Dik already Friday afternoon. You can take the ksorim back. So you didn't take the ksorim back on Friday, on Shabbos. So I think the Sfasema says Azoy. The Balaturim says, that's Vayakal Meisha, what's the Hemshech of Shabbos to the Indian of Parshas Kisisa. And Parshas Kisisa finished off the Indian that there was Kirin Eir Ponov. It was Kirin Eir Ponov. That by Meisha Rabbeinu was Kirin Eir Ponov. So Vayakal Meisha is called Adas Ve'Yisrael. He tells them about Shabbos. Because Shabbos, there's also Ein Adema, the Balaturim says, Ein Adema, Bidu Lashon Balaturim here. If you should bow, Lema Parshas Satan. No. Kikorne Eponim, V'samach Leparshas Shabbos, Leimer, Cheinedema, Kirin Eponim, Shal Shabbos, L'Shar Hayom. So the connection between Shabbos and Parshas Kisisa is because the end of Parshas Kisisa spoke about Kirin Eponim. And here we also speak about the union of Shabbos, which Shabbos is a Kirin Eponim. But albi what we spoke about before, the gather of Matan Teira was that was mayor the Emes of Alikus Ata Haresol Odas Kashem Hu Alikim and Id Movadi. That's what happened Matan Teira. The gather of the Ksorim was that this Emes of Alikus was Lachmer mayor. That was the Ksorim. The Ksorim was that the Emes of Alikus was mayor. When the Yidden had the Cheta Egel, what happened? They lost the Ksorim. They lost that Emes. Who was mayor this Emes? By Meishe Rabbeinu. But by Meishe Rabbeinu, when Meishe Rabbeinu gives them back the Ksarim on Shabbos. So Shabbos, so you have a me'ain of that Kirnei Ponim. So that Kirnei Ponim is a me'ain of Matan Torah. So in Mela, so it comes that on this such a Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos Shabbosim. That's what we're saying before. Sheishes Yom Te'asim Melacha. V'ayim HaShvi, it becomes Shabbos Shabbosim. Because the Shabbos Shabbosim is a me'ain of the Kirnei Ponim, which Mesha had, which they had by Matan Torah, which is the Gili of Elikus on Shabbos.
Yeah. Explaining the explanation of the Kesher of the Kingdom of the Shabbos.